locked the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got Jacob's dress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Cubs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop!
Well, hello, and welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 494, recorded on May 15th, 2023.
You had to look?
No, I was doing that for effect.
Okay.
Yeah, like... Oh, anyway, seriously though, six more shows to 500. Although, you know what? Did we actually label the, remember when we were doing?
No, those were different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, we may have gone far past our 500.
We've gone far past 500, but Chubbs Gone Wild has not.
That is true. So. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I wonder what we'll get cards and phone calls and all sorts of wonderful things. Speaking of, we haven't gotten any phone calls. We did get a phone call for the other podcast, but not this one. So I don't know. Got that little alert. Hey, if you don't use your phone line, you're going to lose it. So I don't know how many times I had to call myself. Anyway. It is currently about 89 degrees and sunny outside the Chubbs Gone Wild studios, where it is 169 days until Halloween. It's coming up so quickly. And 224 days until Christmas. And Patreon, I want to talk to you about that, offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. Including the beginning of a novella that I have started working on that I am posting the first edits of each week over on Patreon. So, very fun. We want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brother Sinatus, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattmerlingame, where you can become a patron of the show for just as little as a dollar a month. And you don't even have to send it to the across the seas or to Sally Struthers or anything. It comes right to us. All right. Well, guess what happened this day in history?
Wasn't this the day they had the bill that established the Women's Court?
It is 1942. Well, in the U.S., yes, Women's Court in the U.S. Army becomes law, creating the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps, also known as the WACS. I always like that name. It granted women official military status in 1941. Representative Edith Norse Rogers of Massachusetts. That's a very Massachusetts sounding name, right? My name is Edith North Rogers. And she was the first congresswoman from New England. And she introduced the legislation that would enable women to serve in the army in non-combat positions, which is pretty freaking awesome when you consider where we are now, where women can serve across the board. Because they're awesome. Anyway, all right. That history aside, whoop, one moment, please. That's done. Here we go. Ready? Deep breath, focus, center, clean your palate, your spiritual palate. I view all experiences as opportunities for me to learn and grow. Doesn't mean I have to like them.
Sorry, I felt a little queasy there for a second.
Well, it's your spirit growing and...
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah. All right. And breathe out. All right. Well, we do have some holidays that we may accidentally have celebrated. We hope we did. Oh, it's Bring Flowers to Someone Day. Did you bring flowers to anyone?
No, but I got flowers. Not today, but I got a bunch of tulips last week.
That's so cool. Did you tiptoe through them?
No, they were already cut.
Oh, okay. Really? Who gave you these?
My husband.
Oh, your husband gave you tulips last
yeah.
week?
Yeah, and he also got me a second set of pearls.
Oh, well,
like
that's
I need
cool.
Two, right? You know,
well,
I need
you are a 1950s housewife, girl.
So I'm gonna take them back. They're just
what?
It's it, well, first of all, it's too short for my neck, and they're smaller than my other pearls. They're meant for a more dainty girl, not me.
So let me get this right. So last week, your husband gave you tulips and a pearl necklace.
Well, and an Apple Watch.
Oh, well.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Yeah,
as
but
well.
That was a hand-me-down, right?
Well, it's
still an Apple Watch, though.
Yeah, it's not too old, I don't think. Like, I even need it, you know.
Gadgets are fun.
Yeah. I'm not used to holding, having a watch. I haven't had a watch since, I think,
phones?
My teenage years,
oh,
when you needed
yeah.
a watch, remember?
Yeah.
Nowadays, yeah. I mean, look, my iPad has a clock. My computer has a clock. My iPhone has a clock.
Yeah.
My watch has a clock. The DVR has a clock. I've got clocks everywhere. The oven has a clock.
I know. I was just thinking that we have a stove in the microwave in the kitchen.
Right.
We have a wall clock. Then my mom has at least three or four devices in each room that have clocks on them. I
and
have a wall clock. I
the
have
car.
Everything that you just talked about. We have
Okay.
A car. Clocks are everywhere, man.
Yeah,
I don't think
Chihuahua is the only one that doesn't have a some way to
I wouldn't be surprised. She probably's got one on her little, you know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Bag. I don't think I could get used to wearing a watch again.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Well, anyway, now that we talked about your sex life, it's also HG Awareness Day. I don't not aware of what that means. So
HG, like human growth?
Gardens? I don't know. I'm not aware. International Conscientious Objectors Day. I object to that. Conscientiously. It's also the International Day of Families, MPS Awareness, Chocolate Chip. Nope, I don't have any in the house. I can't.
I do.
Safety Dose. National Safety Dose Day. Senior Fraud Awareness Day. I'm aware of senior frauds. But
yes. Oh, my God. You would not believe how much senior fraud I've gotten this week.
What'd your husband do now?
Well, I'm talking about, like, I go, oh, look, I got I won a prize at Costco. Maybe I should hit this link. Oh, look, someone's messing with my BevMo account that I don't have.
Yeah.
That's what kills me is accounts that I never had a Best Buy card, right?
Mm-hmm. But I get those.
Somebody keeps trying to open up my BevMo account, and it's like, I mean, my Best Buy account, and it's like, well, good luck. Let me know what it is.
Here's, you know, here's your receipt for $800 from Best Buy, and I'm like, oh my God. But my mom has now learned to forward those to me and say, is this a thing? Because usually it's not. Although she did get one. She ordered a product from Walmart, and they, instead of sending her the product, they sent her, do I have them here? No. Oh well. But they're, like this thing of 20 headbands. The things that hold your hair up, you know,
yeah.
20 of them. And she's like, And so, well, let's just say that there's somebody else out there who don't have headbands, but now has like a year's supply of Efferdent.
So. Well, I had ordered a one of those flower wind spinners.
Yes.
And they sent me a watch.
Was now, this granted, a while watch, ago or was this recent?
This was a couple years ago. But okay. The thing was that the watch was actually more expensive than the wind thing was, but I didn't wear watches at that point. Because although if it just tells time, I don't need that.
Yeah.
This is telling me my blood oxygen level, which by the way is 95%.
Oh, that's good. That if it's below that, then you need to.
No, it's above 92. 92 is the where it starts getting bad.
Right.
So and my heart rate's dropped down. Yesterday it was like 120, and now today it's 85. So I think it was just adjusting to me.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. By the way, 1, 2, 3, 4 for Mr. Sage. That was his ding, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, senior fraud is definitely an issue. It's crazy. It's also National TS Day. Okay. Also, women's checkup, nylon stockings, police officer's memorial, relive your past by listening to the first music you ever bought, no matter what it was, no excuses day.
Well, that's dumb.
And long.
Well, but, yeah, I mean.
So what was your first?
Well, my first music I played, well, it was probably something on one of those little kids, record players.
Oh, I had one of those.
You know, and it was probably something from Disney.
Yeah.
Disney, I don't know. Whatever was popular in those days, like A, B, C, D, some bullshit. Now, what they should do is say, go back and listen to the first album you bought.
No, that's what it is, actually. Relive your past by listening to the first music you ever bought. Okay. Maybe I left that part out. But yes, so that you ever bought. See, I consider that two different. Okay, the first one that I ever bought was Michael Jackson's Thriller on 8-track.
Okay.
Yeah. But the first one, what I consider my first actual album, because it's something that I knew and I wanted and it was on cassette, was Cyndi Lauper's She's So Unusual.
Yeah, my first album, I'm pretty sure, was
Mozart.
Jim Croce.
Really?
Probably the album with, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, mm-hmm. Operator, I Got a Name. I think they were all on the same album. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I know the Carpenters were right around the same time,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think they were the first one I bought. I'm pretty sure it was Jim Croce's I Got a Name album.
Yeah. I can remember like the first 6 cassettes that I ever bought. And also I had an 8-track of AC/DC, but, it was only to fill out the whole, you have to order this many to get it, because I didn't know who they were, and I thought they were satanic. Oh, well. Moving on. It's also Straw Hat Day and VBF Day of Awareness. VBF, Very Best Friend? I don't know. Very weird. All right, moving on. That's probably something horrible, and somebody will write in and go, I can't believe you made fun of that. All right, well,
You said BBS?
VBF. Like, Very Best Friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Life and Times, Jim Croce album, and it had Roller Derby Queen, it had Alabama Rain, Bad by Leroy Brown. It doesn't have to be that way. That's probably it's hard to find the old albums. Here's the I Got a Name album. And that had I Got a Name, Lover's Cross, Oh my God, Operator isn't on that one either. What the hell is? Oh, that's when Operator was on. Don't Mess Around with Jim, right? Yeah, I've got a lot of Jim Croce albums, even though they were only three.
Well, oh wow, really?
Yeah, he died. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, Time in a Bottle. Oh God, which one was
that
first?
That was such a good song.
Yeah. So that was 72. That's 73. So it's not got a name. 70. Oh, then the first one I bought was the one with Don't Mess Around with Jim. Damn it, come back. Operator, Photographs and Memories, Time in a Bottle. That was a good album. Okay. He was so good. I was so sad when he died.
Oh, VBF Day.
Yeah.
Is Vascular Birthmark Foundation.
Birthmark?
I know, yes. Marked by the congressional resolution to raise awareness about individuals living with vascular birthmarks, promote acceptance, and raise funds for anyone who requires treatment. So, yes, it is not very best friend day. It is actually something rather serious. So, anyway. Well, let's find out who has birthdays, shall we? Happy birthday to Miko. Miko, I'm going to go with Miko. let's see, we have Aaron, Mitch, Jackie, Earl, Ernest, Andy, Jesse. Oh, she was our sweet stage manager for several shows. She's such a fun person to work with. Oh, wait a minute. I know this name. Was it Sean? Is it really your husband's birthday?
No, not until Wednesday.
40?
Uh-huh.
Do you get a discount on a trade-in at that age? No? Oh, okay. Well, happy 40th birthday. Also, we have, that Kim Beaver. 8 years older than your husband. Then we have Jeremiah, Michael, Al. It's funny. Al Parker. Yeah, okay. We have Ms. Rebecca.
You have Al Parker's birthday?
I know. Well, the person goes by Al Parker, but every time I see it, I'm like,
okay, I thought it was really Al Parker.
Was like my first porn crush. Anyway, we have Rebecca Nay, who used to have that Tranny Rec Radio podcast, but we can't say that now. One of the best theme songs of any podcast ever. We also have Roger, Jonathan, Sebastian, Sheldon, and Sheldon actually is the one who created, what's the big one in Florida in October, the big chub bash.
Tidal Wave?
You know, we promoted him a couple years
Tidal
ago.
Tidal Wave?
No, not Tidal Wave. Well, anyway, if you know it, and it'll come to me as soon as the show's over. But wonderful, wonderful. And then Miss Ivy Burton. We just love that pup. And then, of course, Kevin, who was the best Hedwig ever.
Oh, well, not just best Hedwig, but it's one of the top five best live performances I've ever seen.
Yes.
I'm talking Angela Lansbury's on that list and Betty Buckley's on that list. And Kevin Leonard's on that list.
That's amazing. And I'm right behind you there. Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Knew it was one of those things. All right. What we got up next here? We are moving on. We're moving quickly. We have, that is old. So we have nothing in our feedback. And then we have no chub hugs to send. Oh, wait, no, I'm sure that you have some chub hugs to send out.
Well, you go first.
Okay, so one of my chub hugs is to all the people out there who either don't have their moms or who have very difficult relationships with their moms and had to sit through all the Mother's Day stuff. So sending you all a Chubb hug.
Yeah, some people are really sensitive on it, and it's like, yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
No, mine actually goes out to the people here in town, especially, who keep getting in the hospital. I know too many people going to the hospital or being sick or being ill or having a spouse die. It's been crazy. Usually we have a lot of this going on in the winter months when it's cold and people, mm-hmm. We noticed that last year, but this year it has been the last couple months here have been just awful. So, everybody get better and stop this. I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, and like you said, especially one, husband couple, they've been in and out a lot.
Well, you know, the one whose husband had a stroke, uh-huh. and now he's in the hospital with blood clots.
Yeah. Okay. It's just
that's
crazy.
Not, yeah.
Yeah. So
how is this happening? I have not heard.
I believe he got out, but I don't know more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. We do have a couple celebrity deaths. Jacqueline Zeman, who played Bobby Spencer on General Hospital, who died after a battle with cancer. And yes, I remember her when I was a little kid. Well,
I remember, and I never watched, you know, General Hospital. I know who she is. You know, yeah. she was as big as, who were the ones that got married?
Oh God,
Laura and.
Yes. Luke and
Laura. That's right. Yeah. I always remember Laura because of Think of Laura, which is a Christopher Cross song, because he was such a big General Hospital fan. So when Laura died, he wrote Think of Laura.
Oh, wow. Yep. I remember that and One Life to Live and Days of Our Lives, which was the big one in my family.
My mom watched Days of Our Lives at noon. Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock was the Doctors. I think it was called the Doctors. And then Santa Barbara was on at two.
I remember when that was canceled. I remember when they brought it back to where we could watch it. And then it got canceled like a couple years later.
There was also Search for Tomorrow in Los Angeles. That never played. I don't think that played up here in Sacramento.
No, but I remember the name of, I remember that name.
Yeah, Search for Tomorrow, we loved because it was only a half hour. So it was always really quick and exciting. And, they didn't have to, because, you know, on these hour long ones, you know that half the show is going to be filler.
Yes, it's 3 years later and we're still at the 1986 Christmas party.
Yet all the children born in the, in 2010 are now in college.
Yes. They've all been sore-assed.
Yeah.
Which is a weird-ass title, name for something like that. But, yeah. All right. And then also we have former Louisville coach Denny Crum, who died at age 86. And now Tom wants to talk to you about.
Okay. So this week I did start Bupkis, which is Pete Davidson's new show that's playing on Peacock.
Yeah,
it's got Edie Falco and it's got, I mean, it's got every fucking gangster actor is in it as well. Joe Pesci, you've got Steve Buscemi, and whenever you and Will's husband, who's now become the good looking gangster guy. I don't know how I feel about it. It just seems like. I don't know what's going on. It seems like, okay, it's just Pete Davidson's life. And most of it is Joe Pesci yelling at people for asking for selfies with Pete Davidson. So I don't know. Let's see. Masked Singer this week, they did demask the California roles. And that ended up being Pentatonix, the musical group, the a cappella group.
What the hell are they doing on there?
It's good publicity.
Come on. popular. Oh.
They're very popular. Their Christmas album's always in the top 10.
Mm.
Since it came out, it's always in the top 10. But then so is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer soundtrack. I was shocked to see that there. But anyway, Ted Lasso this week, they had their gay episode where, what happened was last week's episode, one of the girls, that they know, she got her phone hacked. And so all her videos and pictures came out and she was so embarrassed. And so the guys are all like, everybody get on your phone and start losing pictures and videos that you shouldn't have on there. Mm-hmm. So if you get hacked, you know, you don't have to worry about this kind of thing. And so one of the guys, the gay guy's on his phone, but in another room, mm-hmm. erasing pictures, and his best friend comes in and grabs the phone and goes, what are you doing? And there's obviously, you know, probably dick shots. So he hands him back the phone. And so the whole episode was, why is he mad at me? You know, and it turns out that his best friend, you know, on the team, and he's never told him about his life. So he felt kind of, so it wasn't anything negative. Actually, it was a very positive episode. So, the American Idol. We did Disney top five last night, and now we're down to the top three. And two of the three people I wanted for the top three got kicked out of the top three. So now they got two country singers and the Hawaiian guy who's going to be filling in for Chubbs Gone Wild soon. He's a very big boy, but he's going to win because everyone loves him. Remember the Over the Rainbow, the big Hawaiian guy that died a few years ago?
It's real.
Well, this guy is like his son. It's not really his son, but I mean, it's like he's got a gorgeous voice. Everything he sings, just it's amazing, even if it's somebody else's song. So I'm really, I think it's going to be him because the audience reaction just seems like it's going to be him, which is nice because I don't want another fucking guy that plays guitar and his country again. Yeah. Enough. Okay. Miss Maisel, was really funny this week. It was, Abe, who is her father. He has a theory that all the men in the family, they're useless until they hit 6 years old. And then the genius kicks in. So he's at the grandson, his grandson's, school, and comes to find out that he's at the dummy table. Oh. He's at the happy table. Uh-huh. You know, they just like walking around in a circle, and he's like, so he starts blaming the father, and he's going, you shouldn't have talked to him until he was six. And he's like, how can I not talk to my son? Anyway, so at the very end, someone in the middle of the night, he's out in the hallway and he hears Rachmaninoff being played on the piano. Mm-hmm. And which is a hard piece of music. So he goes in and it's his granddaughter, and he's like, it's distraught. How could it be a girl? You know, it was so funny. I know if you're watching the show, you'll understand how hilarious it was. But anyway, still watching Mrs. Davis, which is the Ninja Nun story.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, it's so weird that I'm compelled to keep watching. It's okay. Just so bizarre at times. Not to mention, she constantly is like having sex with Jesus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, well, she's a nun, so she can have sex with Jesus, right? You know, okay. They're married. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The other two, which is, about the, it's on, Warner, no, Warner, HBO Plus, HBO Max, sorry. And this is about the two older children of Molly Shannon who are like losers, and the young son is like Justin Bieber. Right. So the oldest son the oldest son, the loser, he actually got a part in a direct to Hulu movie called Night Nurse. And so it played, you know, it's on Hulu and you know, fine, that's great. But he's trying everything he can do to promote himself by using Night Nurse. So, I mean, he's just desperate for it. So he hires a publicist, and the publicist sends him out on to do underwear ads for Calvin Klein and to do this other thing because it's all about the young actor, up and coming actors. Come to find out, it has nothing to do with that, and he's being basically he's being scammed for being so desperate to promote himself. And so it was really funny because everything he did was another scam. And it's like, are they all working together? Why is this focused on me? It was a very funny episode. Let's see. We're back watching Sweet Tooth. I think I mentioned that last week on Netflix. I started watching a new show called Dancing Queens, and this is on Peacock and Bravo. And it is following these women. It's kind of like a Beverly Hills Wife things, the wives, the housewives of whatever. Mm-hmm. But these are women who are into competitive ballroom dancing.
Oh, okay.
So it becomes much more interesting at this point. And it's them dealing because, like, for instance, if you're not married to the guy, you're basically, a lot of times they're hiring these guys to work with them, choreographers or lead dancers to work with them so that they can, advance in the business. So, and try to win contests. So, like, if you're going to Massachusetts for that big contest, you have to pay for the guy, you have to pay for his clothes, you have to pay for his tickets, his hotel. And so it's very, very expensive. And listening to what they go through, the costumes themselves are probably worth thousands of dollars. It sounds like a losing hobby.
Yeah.
So
you must have to really love it.
But they're all rich women and they have like husbands that have lots of money. So,
I want to see that.
Good for them. The Great started back up on Hulu. And that is about, Peter the Great and his wife. Of course it's based on that, but there's a lot of ridiculousness that goes on, but it's a very funny show.
I love the way season two ended.
Yeah. Oh, well,
what she did was just like,
Yeah. And so, on episode one, basically what's happening is, she found out that she really killed his double, not Peter. Mm. So she's going, okay. So I know you're mad. And he goes, well, you did try to kill me. Well, technically I didn't try to kill you. I killed somebody else. And he goes, but you thought it was me. You slept with my mother. Fucking my mother is not in line for a king. What are you thinking? And he goes, well, I didn't want to. She forced me. Oh, really? My mother forced you to sleep with her. Okay. So
the window.
It was very funny. So great. John Belushi's weed show is back on. Well, it's on Discovery Plus, but I'm not sure what station it was on originally. But it's on Discovery Plus, and this is him growing weed in Oregon and going out on little tangents and things happen. It's a cute show, and you learn a lot about weed, so that was good. Padma Tastes the Nation, Padma from the Top Chef.
Yeah.
Hulu, she's got a show called Taste the Nation, where she goes to different cities and tries learns about the food of a particular ethnic group that's heavy in that city. Like last season, she was in Milwaukee to learn about the beer and the cheese. Why is the beer and the cheese so popular? And, come to find out it's the German and Polish influence, the people coming over. So anyway, good show. Fantasy Island did get canceled. On its second season, got canceled. It was actually a good show. Alaska Daily, that was the one with Hillary Swank that I loved. That got canceled.
Those jobs, didn't they?
And Animal Control, season two is coming.
Cool.
So That's all Fox's cancellations. Well, it started with Call Me Cat and ended up with everything else, pretty much. And then I did watch the first episode of Queer Eye last night, the new Queer Eye.
Oh, I haven't yet, but cool.
And the first group they visit is it's a fraternity. And they're disgusting. I mean, even for a fraternity, it's disgusting. There's a cat box in one of the bedrooms that is just loaded with poop. And it's like, and Jonathan walked in and he was like, you know, needed a fainting couch because the vapors were too much for him. It was hilarious.
Did you cry during the episode?
Yes.
It's
yeah.
a good episode.
Yeah. Oh, but when the guys all got their faces shaved and their hair cut, they went from disgusting to kind of cute.
Oh,
that's nice. So that was nice. And then this week, I went to see, I didn't go to see, I saw Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the musical, and Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief musical.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing those then.
They're on YouTube.
Yeah.
No, well, Willy Wonka, you've heard of that. I mean,
I've heard of both of them, but I didn't realize that they were, okay.
Yeah, Willy Wonka is so good. It was so entertaining. My favorite part was that Willy Wonka was actually the guy running the candy store undercover. So that's how he knew who Charlie was. That's how he knew what Charlie's situation was. And that's how he made sure that Charlie got a ticket.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And it was, and, you know, that's what always bothered me about the movie was that the guy who ran the candy store should have been Gene Wilder. Because that's the way he would be in contact with knowing what was popular and what the kids liked and the whole thing. So, but it was really good. And then let's see, my tomatoes are coming along. You know, they're loving this warm weather.
Awesome.
Because tomatoes tend to grow best between like 80 and 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the day is between 80 and 90 degrees, unfortunately. And, they're growing well. And, Sean made a batch of shortbread cookies, infused shortbread cookies.
Nice.
And they turned out really nicely, if you know what I mean.
Huh?
And, that's kind of it, I think. Sweet. I mean, I had, it's been a busy week. I'll tell you that much. It's been a busy week with things. So I did see Sam J, lesbian comic over at the Punchline on Saturday, and that was really, really fun and good. So I know that we have stuff that we have both watched.
Yes, starting with Night Court. So I know you had finished it a little bit before I had.
Right,
yeah. Up on that. And yes, the last episode really did, it almost seemed like a series finale, but they have been renewed for season two. I don't know. I'm loving it. I'll watch season two, but I don't know. There's almost something a little disjointed about the show right now. But I will say I was very glad they finally broke up the judge's marriage thing. That just was not working.
It was
seriously like there's two different shows. There's the show with all the quote unquote secondary cast because she's the lead. She and Larroquette. But like everybody else is like doing these really fun things and the show's fun. And then there's her storyline, which is like,
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah.
Did you like seeing Roz again?
I loved it. That was the highlight of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, is Dan coming back?
Of course. They've got to get it back or there's not going to be a show otherwise. Unless he's just like, you know what? What else is he doing? Come on. So, yeah.
Well, no, he's down in a judge in Louisiana.
Yeah, but he still says he's going to be back on weekends, so he doesn't want to give up his apartment. So I imagine there's still a tie there. He'll do something stupid and then end up coming back. So, Top Chef World All Stars. This one, the first, well, I caught up on two of them. The first one was the one where Nicole went home, and I was, well, went home. It's Last Chance Kitchen. I was sad about that one. I thought she was like real, one of the really strong ones. I expected her to be there, you know, for a while longer. Although honestly, they're all, I mean, they're at a point now where all of them are, you know, these are like the top
Well,
part of the
you got to
chefs.
remember they start, it's an all-stars. I mean,
Yeah.
they're all good. It's just who's having a good competition is what it comes down to.
And honestly, I'm surprised that Buddha is still there. Not that he is, I mean, he is a great chef, but he is just so cocky and full of himself that I'm
Well,
just.
no. The thing is that Buddha is a competitor.
Yes.
That's
Oh,
the thing.
yeah.
He knows how this works. That's why he won the season he was in. So it never surprises me. I mean, because if you look at them, there's a few that are very cocky, but that's because they're really, really good.
That's true.
I
They are.
think
And
that's
he
really what
is
it comes down to.
good. But the one who just, I am surprised that she has made it this far. I love her. I think she's great. But they finally took her out was Victoire.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised she stayed as long as she did because it's like every single show, they're just like, not that.
Well, you
So.
know, and it's weird because you know the guys that they've had on Top Chef recently that had African well, I don't know if it's roots or experience, whatever. Usually they kept moving forward because it's like when you have the people, the Indian chefs on, and it's just there's so much flavor, there's so
Right.
much
Well,
different.
and she said that she didn't like spice, and I think that's probably
Probably,
why
yeah.
her food was so bland, is because she didn't like the heat. So.
Yeah. I just think that well, I was glad to see her go. Nicole, by the way, was not successful in her bid for
Oh.
next door kit no
Last Chance
last
Kitchen.
chance kitchen. I
Yeah.
usually call it backdoor kitchen, and Sean says I'm filthy. But
Whatever
yeah,
works.
my all-star boyfriend is still in control. But
Yes.
he'll go up against the girl. I don't know her name. What is it? The
Vitois.
okay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I imagine he'll win. But yeah. I'm very happy with everyone who's still there. It's very nice that Ali is still there for
Yeah.
nothing other than he's just a pretty person to look at.
Yeah, he's my second boyfriend on Top
Yeah.
Chef.
He would be, he would be my first, although I probably would have fallen for Dale, but that's just because I end up liking dorky white guys for some reason. Anyway, moving on. So Survivor, finally. Finally, oh, and this is all spoilers, and this is like from a week ago, so
It's a week ago, yeah.
yeah. They got Danny out of there, and it was a beautiful blindside. I mean, they just absolutely, that was like perfect.
Well, the
Perfect.
blindsides have been very fun this season. Very
Yes.
fun.
And I love that the people, most of them, are taking it as good gameplay.
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah.
And Carolyn is still just a whack job, but.
I love her though. I mean, they just
Well,
she
she it's
has
nice to
been.
have somebody on the show that's that keep at least keeps it interesting.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know. Right now, I think probably Carson and Carolyn are my favorites. I mean, I love Jam Jam too, but I don't know. I don't know if I see him winning unless he just makes it through to makes it through.
Yeah, you
Maybe.
never can tell.
Yeah. I mean, he is lovable. So, okay. So, and then animal control. So this was, I watched the last two episodes of those. I think the season is done now.
Yeah.
The love triangle thing between with what's her name? Ugh, who cares? It's boring. She's boring. I don't like her character.
Well, they really need to focus more on the actual animals they're trying to control.
Yeah.
And less on, cause the new boss who, is dating Rick, but the young guy is in love. You know, he's infatuated with her.
Yeah.
Get over that thing. Although I like having, Rick on the show because I've always liked that actor.
Yeah, same. And, I think he's a fun character, and the storyline with, you know, everything in his ear and everything. I mean, it's good, but they need to develop. They're trying so hard to develop the interplay between the characters and make it funny that they're not focusing on the stuff that about the show that could really be funny.
Right. And the reason why I noticed that you said, their viewer numbers were way less than Call Me Cat, yet they got a second season.
Uh-huh. And
the reason is because Joel McHale.
Yeah.
Cause don't forget, he's also on that kitchen, mystery kitchen show where, where the contestants go in and they see what's in the kitchen because their people have made a dessert. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, and so you go in and go, oh, I see some raspberry over here. So something with raspberry. And, they made patachou, so that means it's probably cream puffs filled with raspberry cream. You know, and it's like, no, it wasn't that at all. You're stupid. Okay.
Well, that makes somewhat sense. I figured it was probably something to do with him. But, yeah, their numbers were like, Oh, that's low, girl. And then Single Drunk Female, I just haven't been able to push into the first episode yet.
Well, you know, and the way I figure it is, before, you know, too long, all of our regular shows are going to be off the air, and I'm going to have Big Brother, and that's it, you know.
Yeah, that's the same.
Big Brother and Single Drunk Female.
The two that I'm saving right now for like a weekend binge is The Mandalorian last season and then Picard the last season. I know that I'm going to like get into the first episode and just want to watch all of them straight through. So,
well, I couldn't believe the ending of Picard. That was amazing.
You have not even watched it. I was going to say, actually, that's what everybody's saying, and I keep seeing like little memes and stuff pop up. I'm like, no, I don't want to see it yet.
Oh, you know the best way to get away around that? When you're scanning through like Facebook, don't wear your glasses.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
So you only see the memes and the funny pictures, and anything that's written is too hard to read.
Right. RuPaul's All Stars season.
Now, why did they? I don't understand why they brought out two episodes when on MTV they only showed one.
Well, I guess this isn't even on MTV.
It is.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I don't know, but this was last night. There were two episodes, and I watched them both, and I loved them both.
We're not talking about number two, or I'm going to shut down right now.
You got it.
I'm waiting because they're going to have number two on MTV this week. And I don't, you know, are they going to always be one ahead on the
I'm going to be watching it because I will tell you, this is a good cast and a good lineup. And I was really into it. And I was surprised at who went home early, but I'm not going to tell you. I do not like how this is the first All-Stars I've watched since kind of the. Well, actually, yeah, I think I watch one other All-Stars. I do not like the way that they're doing they do the twist to send them home at the end about bringing on a lip sync assassin. And the lip sync assassins that they brought on are damn good too.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'll enjoy it. I think when you hit episode two, you'll really like that one too. It's good. I'm into it.
Well, you know, one thing that I Sean and I always talk about is that, you know, when they get there, they know what all the dresses they need, what the theme is.
Yeah.
They don't know everything about everything, but they do know that the theme is, you know, it's glitter, it's you know, white ball, you know, something like that. So just imagine having to leave first, like Monica Beverly Hills did.
Yeah.
She's got at least 12 gowns that are pre-made already for the show, not to mention everything you wear besides that, you know, off the runway. Oh my God, the money that they have to put out. But I like the fact that RuPaul says, now what we're going to do is we're going to have your runway looks put on for the people who leave. They're going to get a chance to have their runway looks voted for online. Mm-hmm. And so at least they get to show the thousands and thousands of dollars that they have spent somewhere. I mean, granted, sure, they're going to, you know, as they continue their career, they're going to be able to use those gowns over and over again. Okay, that's fine. But you know what? A lot of people don't, you know, like to change it up all the time, and that's expensive. So
yeah.
So yeah, I love the, you know, I love Drag Race. So. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I mean, you can just tell the difference between the regular and All Stars, because on the regular, when they all show up into the workroom for the first time, they're kitschy, they're kind of costumey, they're, you know, they're fun, but they've got flaws. And in this one, every single one of them, except for the one with the Canadian one, I think, with the giant boobs, her costume was a little crazy. But the rest of them, their makeup was flawless, their clothes were seamless. It was just like, wow, you guys are there to do this. So... anyway, let's see. And I still haven't finished Spring Baking Championship. I may at some point. I don't know.
Well, you know, the Summer Baking Championship starts this week.
Is there a Summer Baking Championship? Yeah. Okay, then I'm going to switch to that because I need a break from my other night.
Well, you want to hear who won then?
No.
Okay, because it was completely crazy the last episode.
Well, then, I'll watch it so that we can talk about it next show.
Okay.
All right, so Call Me Kat, I finally watched the last two episodes, and they were really good. The last episode, I mean, it felt like a serious finale. So if they didn't know that it was going to be the final series finale, I mean, they sure planned for it. And they even had Cheyenne Jackson wearing a T-shirt with Leslie Jordan's face on it.
Well, honestly, I think that this is, and I told Brian about it, but with Call Me Kat, I think that the fact that Leslie Jordan was the heart of the show, and I just don't think that they felt they could recover from that. Why else? I mean, I don't know. It was a hit online. I mean, it was a hit, you know, it did well in the ratings. And like, remember when Mario Batali left The Taste on ABC? That was the cooking show during the day. And then 6 months later, they canceled the series. Right. And I'm like, why are they canceling the series? This is ridiculous. He's not on anymore. Well, just the fact that Mario Batali, they don't want to be referred to as that show Mario Batali was doing while he was raping people, you know.
No. Yeah. So, no, but that I get. With this, I mean, they still did good after he died. There was only one episode that dipped below a 1 million mark. And most of their episodes were up about 1.5 or 2 or above. So, I mean, they had good ratings. They had much better ratings than Animal Control, which is down to about 1 or below. And then next up was Lopez versus Lopez, which was their season finale. And even them, I have a couple things to say about that, but their show, their ratings were, the show has higher ratings than any of the Fox shows. And they, of course, they are coming back for a second season, but like their numbers were basically double any of the Fox shows.
Well, that's because it's NBC.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, people were saying, oh, Lopez versus Lopez. There were TV critics that were all like, ugh, this is just horrible. And I'm like, it started out rough, yeah, but it got so much better. Okay, but anyway, the season finale for this one, they went after George and his drinking, which is one of the themes of the show is, you know, this is basically, you know, Cuban-Mexican culture. One of the big themes is that, you know, he drinks and he drinks too much and he's drinking all the time and he's always got a beer and there's a lot of, you know, alcohol jokes and beer jokes and things like that. And so, of course, now the final episode, well, his drinking is just out of control and, oh, he has to, you know, he has to stop because whatever. So now, they basically turned him into an AA-er. Now, keep in mind, I have absolutely nothing wrong with AA-ers or not or shows that don't have characters that drink for whatever reasons. But when you do it like this, it then becomes a recurring thing that gets brought up in every single show from then on. You have one character that's like, okay, well, I'm not going to drink anymore because my drinking is out of control. And then it's just constant. It's through the rest of the thing. And it's all about, you know, oh, recovery and this and that and everything, which, hey, if they're going to do it right, if they're going to make it funny, then okay, cool. Otherwise, it's just, I don't know. I've seen it literally on at least 2 to 3 other shows this season. So, I don't know. It was just like, okay, whatever. So, then I got to see Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and I know that you have seen it already as well. I'm not going to do any spoilers because, you know, people haven't gotten a chance to see it yet, still fresh out. But I will say this was by far one of the best movies that I have seen probably in the last year. I loved it. I thought they did a great wrap up to it. I laughed, I cried, I had a fabulous time. How about you?
Too long. Way too long.
Oh, that and, okay, so there was that one kind of, you know, part where, like, there was about 3 or 4 different fights in different places going on at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you guys really kind of need to boil that down. Because we had one person with us that was like, wait a minute, what's going on there? I forgot.
Charlie never can follow anyway, so that's not fair.
What's that?
Charlie never can follow anything anyway.
I was not saying names anyway. But
am I wrong? Am I wrong? No, I'm not. But no, I mean, I didn't think it was particularly hard to follow. It was just, you know, they went on tangents. They could have cut those tangents out, you know, a few things. I love the story about Rocket and
his absolutely.
Story. That was really good. And, you know, and who doesn't love baby raccoons? Come on. Everybody loves them. I love raccoons in general. But so I really enjoyed that storyline. Yeah, I mean, it was entertaining. It was too long. I would not say it's one of the best movie I've seen in the last year, but I was very entertained.
Yeah.
And the 3D was good.
We didn't see it in 3D, but that's fine with me. So I would say that if you are a Marvel fan, if you like the other Guardians of the Galaxy, go see this. It's definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this is going to be the last Guardians of the Galaxy. But that doesn't mean we have seen the end of characters.
Right. In fact, at the very end, is that a spoiler? Okay.
Yeah, that's a spoiler that you said you weren't going to give.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, you know, if they have another Avengers, I'm sure everyone's coming back for that. But but this, these guys as a group, we'll see what happens.
Right.
So.
Okay, why is my screen fucking up? Okay, let's see if this will actually work. All right, let's move into advice. There we go. This comes from Miss Manners. I am the executive assistant to an attorney. While I was out on medical leave, I had a birthday present delivered to his office. He called and thanked me for the very thoughtful gift. And it was a thoughtful gift. I spent a lot of time searching for an item that would be ideal for the situation. Fast forward 6 weeks. I returned to work and found the present unwrapped and unopened on the floor next to his credenza. There it rested for 1 year and 26 days until he finally removed the present from its box, plugged it in, and used it for about 2 weeks. It was then turned off and remains visible but unused. What are your thoughts on such behavior? It's a gift. It's no longer your business.
Yeah, yeah, you can't really, you know, and you know, coming from me who hates gifts because if I don't like them, I'm very disappointed. No, I know that sounds terrible, but
that sounds human. I mean, but
you've done the same thing. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you right now that I've already picked out your birthday presents. You know why? Because I put some time into thinking what would be right for you and not, let me see what I can grab on my way out of the store, you know.
Hey, I knew you would love it.
And I'm not saying that that's happened to you particularly, but I know things like that have happened to me. So, you've given the gift. You've done your thing. I probably would go in and go, really? On the floor? You didn't even open it?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I would have left it. It would have been over. But I might have been snarky and said something rude, you know, about it.
Well, the thing that bothers me is it sat in the same place on the floor for over a year. Don't you clean your fucking office?
Well, they don't.
No, guess not. Anyway, but my thing is, once you've given it, it's out of your control. You just have to let it go. In fact, there was a very expensive item that I saved up and did because somebody wanted it, and it ended up in the same box in a storage facility, untouched, unthought of, and it's still there. So, you know what? Whatever. I was thoughtful.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Move on. It's not yours anymore.
You did your business, and that's why it's sometimes better just not to give gifts.
That's what gift cards are for. Oh, they're so impersonal. Whatever. At least you'll probably fucking use it.
Yeah, they'll use it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Although, I gave my my father's new wife, who's dead now, but when they were alive, I gave them for Christmas a $250 gift certificate to Macy's.
Ooh.
And next time I saw her, she said, hey, next time, can you just get an Amex card? Because I couldn't find enough to buy at Macy's. Really? You couldn't find enough to buy at Macy's with $250?
Go beneath me to shop at Macy's. Well, let's see what Miss Manners had to say. Three thoughts come to mind. Your boss did not value the gift as much as you'd hoped he would. Two, he is not socially adept enough to have disposed of the evidence. And three, but he is polite enough to have thanked you. Miss Manners will add two more thoughts. One, go on about your business.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it hardly seems necessary to give birthday gifts to your boss. It may even embarrass him. But if you feel like you have to do so again, do not worry if your next gift is more perfunctory. Yeah. Sounds on to me.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Chubbs, if you were a superhero, what kind of secret identity would you have?
Well, if it's me, that's my secret identity.
Yeah, I was going to say me, because who would think that
if you were a superhero, what would your superhero identity be? I think that's what the question should have been.
That would have been better. But if you were a superhero, what kind of secret identity? I think I would have a great secret identity because nobody would expect me to get up and do anything.
Now, have you seen the preview for the new Flash movie?
Yes, a number of times.
Yeah, I love the fact that we start off with Ben Affleck as Batman, and then the Flash goes into the multiverse, and now all of a sudden we've got oh God, I've gone blank on his name. Michael Keaton as Batman. I just think that's so fun and clever. I'm enjoying the fact that even though it is DC, they're having some fun with it.
See, it looks really, really good. I just don't know if I will be able to see it in the theater, because the person that I go with is having a huge issue with Ezra Miller, which I do as well, but not enough that I probably wouldn't go see a good movie.
My superhero name would be the Creeper. Just because it's hilarious.
Well, we're going to be finding more about that out very soon, I imagine.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Hey, Chubbs, if you won a $1 billion lottery, what would be the first three things that you would do with the money once the money was in the bank?
See that for me, that's kind of hard because I'd have to think things out a little bit. I'm not going to go out and make any big buys right away. I really am not. But I would get the money in the bank, and then I would make sure that no one knows that I had the money.
Yep, same.
I would immediately change all my phone, all my email addresses, everything to something new that I would only have to people that needed that, needed to contact me and stuff like that, where I'd still have my old email address and my old phone. But you know that because once people find out you have money, the hands come out. And it's not just friends and relatives. It's, businesses, nonprofits will come for you too. Yeah. So
They already do. Oh
I
my
keep my
gosh.
mouth shut, change my phones and ways of getting here. I may even change my residence and not tell people where I'm living.
That would be a good one too. Yeah, I was going to say one of the first things I would do would be to buy a house.
Sure.
And then employ a full-time driver.
Okay.
And there is a charity that I care about quite a bit that y'all see me putting on Facebook, and I have a board meeting for later. I would probably make a sizable donation to them. But other than that, same. I would have to plan things out. But I do know that there's one of the things that I would do if I had that much money is I would start setting up a way to create something to start trying to help with the homeless problem around here. I mean, it is so bad. It is just, I can't, though, for those of you who are not in California, who have like a little homeless problem, but you don't see it that much. Here, you cannot leave your house without dealing with it anymore.
Right. And well, the difference, because a lot of people are going, well, why is it so bad? It's so awful in California. Well, it's because the weather. You don't see a lot of homeless people up in the Northeast because snow. They can't survive outside in the snow. As a matter of fact, there was, I think some place in New York, they hadn't had any snow at all. And then all of a sudden they had like a huge amount of snow. They had like 3 or 4 feet of snow. And when they were clearing the streets, they found dead people in the street that had, just passed away underneath the snow, from sometimes weeks before. It was terrible. But that's what I mean. California, Because they have problems in Washington, in Oregon, in Florida, you know, anything that's got decent weather is going to have worse homeless problems.
Right.
But I'll tell you, come out to Stockton Boulevard by my house, and it's Stockton, and I can't, it's right across from the Popeye's Chicken. They are putting in a whole complex for the homeless and buildings and with, I mean, yes, everything. It's
thank
huge.
God.
And right across the street is one of those, they just opened up one of those, medical places for people who can't afford to go. So they can walk right across the street for medical stuff. And right across the street from that is the Popeye's Chicken. So they can have food.
Well, I'll tell you, we need a number of those things here and rehabilitation centers. I mean, there literally you go down Alhambra and there are homeless encampments that there are just people sitting there in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
They can't, and they're not just sitting in wheelchairs. I mean, they literally cannot walk. They cannot do anything. They're stuck in that chair in front of a tent with the last things that they own, and nobody can or will do anything. All right, let's move on from that into what's in your lunchbox. Well, the only thing in the lunchbox is something that I have, which is my Long John Silver's dinner that I had last week. And, well, it was mighty tasty. Fish and chicken and, well, the slaw was not that great, but the fries were very yummy. And there was a lot of it because I didn't even finish the hush puppies.
By the way, next time, instead of getting those fries, you should get the KFC fries. They will exchange it.
Okay.
It's weird that they have two different kinds of fries, but they do.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay, I'll try.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. And remember, PrEP is for everyone. All right. Find Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild and give us a call at
408-69-CHUBS.
And with that, we will catch you next week. We love you. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.